could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree, I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of carceros, can't you?
Live from the studios of Longport Media, News Talk 1400 WOND presents A Pause for Your Pet with Lori Young. It's everything you need to know about your pet. And now here's Lori Young.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to A Pause for Your Pet. So happy that you could be with us today. And I'm not going to make mention of what's going to happen with the weather, because last time I got myself in trouble, but we shall see. I think we all have a little bit of a heads up as to what's going to be happening tomorrow. But you never know in South Jersey. We are kind of a world on our own. So let's see what happens. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But I wish all of you a wonderful day. It was gorgeous this morning when we woke up. And getting a little bit cloudy now, but we shall see. Hi, Brianna. Brianna's with us today.
Hi, Lori.
How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
Beautiful, sweet face behind that glass. She is. If you saw Brianna, she is an absolute sweetheart. I'm doing okay, honey. Thank you for asking. Well, everyone, anyway, welcome to A Pause for Your Pet, and I'm so happy that you can be with us today. And today's show just may save your pet's life and give you security in knowing that there is a wonderful group called I Lost My Dog that helps pet parents find their lost dogs before harm can come to them. Also, dogs that have been abandoned and deserted will be given shelter, medical attention, rehabilitation. The I Lost My Dog organization will then try to find them their forever home, which is all of our mission in life, to find our wonderful animals forever homes with wonderful pet parents like you out there. Debbie and Matt are with us from the I Lost My Dog organization. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Lori.
Thanks so much for being with us today. You do wonderful work, and we're going to talk all about that in just a few moments. We also have the wonderful Barbara Lathrop, animal advocate, activist, foster parent of so many beautiful animals in need of help and shelter. Barbara sits on the board of Popcorn Park, that wonderful, wonderful rescue organization in Ocean City, and has done so for over 35 years. And Barbara also volunteers her time and services, as I said, to the Popcorn Park Animal Rescue Refuge and Shelter in Ocean County, New Jersey. Ocean County, right, Barb?
Yes, it is. Lacey Township, right up in Forked River, exit 74 on the parkway.
Look at Barb. She's got her stuff down.
Come and see us. Got a lot of dogs up for adoption and cats.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to give all that information during the show, because I want to absolutely make sure that we get all that info out. And I also want to send a big hello to a VSP who is traveling on the road to Maryland. Stay safe. Please have a safe trip and return home safely. If you would like to speak with me, my guests, or just want to say hello, give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100, News Talk 1400, WOND. We are always, always, always streaming live on WONDradio.com. And I introduced you, Brianna, before, but one more time, Brianna. Hi, and thanks for being with us, hon.
Thank you.
Now, you're not going to be with us for a couple weeks, right?
Right.
I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you, too.
You're the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're one of the best out there. And be sure to stay with us, because on the half hour, our question of the day, sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop in Northfield, New Jersey. And today's delicious confection are cupcakes, everyone's favorite. Little bit of cake, lots of buttercream frosting. My favorite from Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Also, we have a free weekend at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, Resort and Grooming Center in Millville, New Jersey. And dog and cat treats of your choice from Pet Pros, Pet Supplies, those wonderful ladies, and Craig at Pet Pros, Pet Supplies in Summers Point, New Jersey, across from Circle Liquor. And there's Laura and Sue and Brittany and Robin and Barb and Becky and Craig, and they do a great job over there. They have anything and everything that you may know. And a lot of people say, I never knew you were here. Well, they are. They're around. They're just across from Circle Liquor in Summers Point, and they have some great things for our puppies and for birds, for fish, everything. Because Bruno Megali does a lot of fish, and he builds koi ponds, and he builds aquariums. So go over and talk to the girls at Pet Pros, and they'll hook you up with Bruno if you're looking for that. Again, all of these gifts will go to the first caller with the correct answer to my question. Great gifts for one lucky winner. A traffic update every weekend on the half hour throughout March. Here on News Talk 1400 WND, we will be bringing you traffic report updates, keeping you hopefully ahead of traffic tie-ups. If you happen to be stuck in traffic, not yet. It's not that time of year yet, but it's coming. News Talk 1400 WND is a station that you do want to be turned on to for great programming in South Jersey. And I have a little note here that I have to read. Snow event. Okay, well, it says here February 12th through 13th, but I guess that's not it, right? That's the wrong date. Okay, so now we are March 2nd through probably March 4th. Let's see what happens. It's just a reminder that parking is prohibited along the designated snow emergency route in Ocean City. Remember that, guys. City Ordinance 7-3.9.9 or whatever this means, I guess 7-39, prohibits vehicles from parking on any portion of the roadway when the road is snow covered. You don't want to do that anyway because people slip and slide, they hit your car, and then they leave and say, see you later. The designated snow emergency route for Ocean City is the entire length of West Avenue and North Street to 59th Street in Ocean City, and we all know where that is. When the road is snow covered, all vehicles must be removed for snow plow operations. Remember that, guys. You will be plowed in. Vehicles that remain on the roadway and create a hazard to public safety are subject to being ticketed and or towed. So you don't want to go out there like I've done a couple times in New York City and not find my car parked because I was in a zone that only had a couple of hours. But this is for snow. So thank you all so much for your cooperation in advance. And just remember, We may be getting some impending snow, so be careful in Ocean City, any area. You don't want to be parked on the side of the road. Okay? All right. We're going to give a little promo to the dog of the week. And, oh, my gosh, I miss my Retzi horribly. He's gone, and he's in the Lord's hands, and he's over the Rainbow Bridge. There is a lovely, lovely puppy. I'm looking at him. His name is Max, okay? Max the Husky from the 11th Hour Rescue. One dog for sure who is ready for this Arctic cold, and we're getting it. True to the breed, and although he is past the puppy stage, he is beautiful. Max the Husky is a busy guy, always on the move, and we best suited in a home with an active lifestyle and maybe a fenced-in yard, too. He's a husky, don't forget. He is a very handsome dog with beautiful eyes and a lovely, gorgeous full coat. He is friendly, outgoing, and like most huskies, is ready and willing to tell you verbally what's on his mind. They like to talk, don't they, guys? Huskies are always very, very vocal. Very, very vocal. He is not good with small dogs, but will get along with dogs his size and larger. That's prey to a husky, to a shepherd. Right,
Barb? Prey syndrome in a lot of breeds.
A lot of the larger breeds, especially the northern breeds. To read more about Max the Husky, to see all of the adoptable pets, wonderful adoptable pets, and to see the upcoming events, please visit www.ehrdogs.org, www.ehrdogs.org, or call 973-664-0865, 973-664-0865, the wonderful 11th Hour Rescue Group. They are fabulous. No one gets paid. Everything is volunteer, and you do want to try to adopt from them, and of course you want to adopt from Popcorn Park.
Absolutely.
I got to put that out there, Barb. All right, so that was our little Maxi Max, and he is about 3 to 5 years old, and believed to be, he is a husky. He's absolutely gorgeous. If anyone loves huskies, I do. So I might just be out there looking at him. If you're interested, go right now because he may be gone. All right, we have two kitties that are up for adoption. A few more, but the great gals over at Pet Pros Pet Supplies, they are one of the adoption sites for all of our wonderful, wonderful organizations, kitty organizations in South Jersey. We have Lick. We have Mew to You. We have the Cape May County Animal Shelter, and they all bring their beautiful kitties for you to see over to Pet Pros Pet Supplies, and you can always call them, and that's 609-927-3232, 927-3232, to find out when all the little kitties are going to be there. Baby is a six-month-old black and white long-haired beauty. She is up to date on her vaccinations and is spayed. For more information, contact Pet Pros, as I just said, 927-3232. Hazel is a cute blue-creamed calico who is under 1 year old. She is up for adoption through Life Improvement for Cats and Kittens. That's Lick, and that is Peggy Thompson, who does an awesome job. Right here, also known as Lick. She is vaccinated and spayed. For more information, contact Peggy. She's a great gal at 609-892-1535. 892-1535. Okay, so there we go. I also want to just make sure that you know when the weather is cold, we do not want to keep our doggies outside and our kitties, animals left outside during extreme temperatures. Please do not leave your dogs and cats outdoors in extreme weather conditions, too warm or too cold. Both are horrible. It's not good, especially kittens, puppies, or senior pets. Actually, no animals should be left outside during extreme weather conditions. If we're feeling it, they are feeling it. You will be issued a summons. Also, please keep an eye on your neighborhood pets to be sure that they are not left outdoors in extreme conditions. If you see a neighbor, even if you're friendly with that neighbor and their dog or cat are outside, I'm sorry, friendship is great, but be the hero. Call, don't call animal control, call the police. Or you can call the ASPCA, and they will come issue a summons and make sure that that poor baby is taken indoors or taken to shelter, okay? Don't forget, you will be issued a summons. One more. Her name is Madison, and this is for Doreen out there. She went missing in the Atlantic County Animal Shelter parking lot in Pleasantville through extreme negligence. After being spayed, she has similar coloring to a calico, gray, orange, and white. Madison may be in need of medical treatment. She's been missing since Halloween, so I don't know where she is, but let's hope that you might keep an eye out for her. If you've seen Madison or would like to help find her, please contact Doreen. Doreen is heartbroken at 609-601-8483, 601-8483, or 917-848-1080, 848-1080. You can also call the girls at Pet Pros, okay? Pet Pros, Pet Supplies, and speak with Laura, 927-3232. Again, Madison went missing at the Atlantic County Animal Shelter parking lot. She jumped out of her crate because the crate was not securely closed, as it should have been. And if anyone has extra time and you'd like to go and help find Madison, again, call Laura at Pet Pros, 609-927-3232, or Sue, or Brittany, or Robin, okay? So keep an eye out for her. All right, those are all my little promos. And again, if you have any questions, you just want to say hi to us, give us a call, 927-1100. Love hearing from you, 927-1100. I lost my dog is... Lost is a lost dog search, rescue, and recovery group located in Toms River, New Jersey. Their services are free and time is of the essence. Lost Dog Search and Rescue's purpose is helping dog owners find their lost dogs before harm could come to them. Dogs that are found that have been abandoned and deserted will be given shelter, medical attention, rehabilitation, and are then hopefully found their forever homes. That is the perfect end of a fairy tale. The following information that you will receive may save the life of your dog from my very special guest today, Matt and Debbie Gessinger. Is that how it's pronounced, Matt?
That's correct.
Oh, I was going to say Gessinger, but it's Gessinger.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I got it. Thank you. Even if I did say it wrong, you'd probably say I said it right. You are volunteers, correct? Or this is your actual organization that you created?
Yes, we created it.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. And you have, of course, volunteers in the organization.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
That's fabulous. Okay. And we have the tremendous, as always, wonderful Barbara Lathrop, animal advocate, activist, who sits on the board of Popcorn Park Animal Rescue Refuge and saves anything that crosses her path. How many do you have right now, Barbara?
Right now I have three. I just placed my foster 2 weeks ago down in Buena, and he's doing great.
So. Oh, now, who was that?
That was Shadow. I work with Shar Pei Rescue. I do fostering. And listen, if there are people out there who love animals, dogs or cats, and they can offer a shelter or a rescue, a foster home, it's very rewarding.
I agree.
Night he went to his new home, I delivered him. I cried all the way home, but I've been in touch. And we tend to stay in touch with our foster families, with our families that adopt our fosters. And he's doing great.
Especially if they're good families.
Oh, and it's fun to see them as the time goes by.
That's wonderful. And you know what? Every dog and cat needs their own little place. I mean, it's great to be, you know, part of your home,
sure.
But you have a few. He's going to get undivided attention.
Sure. And I'm sure he was, like, confused, like, why is she leaving? He came from New York City.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? I just offered out to the United States War Dogs. They get a lot of dogs that come in, a lot of shepherds that are retired from the armed services. And I was telling Ron Aiello, you know, I mean, Red is gone, and I'd be more than happy to foster them.
That would be wonderful.
They'd go to homes. They go to homes.
Wonderful.
They, you know, they come out of service at about 9 years old, 10 years old, and they don't have too much time left, but they have a lot of people adopting them. But I would love to be the go-between. Also, you know, for other dogs and
cats. There's nothing like a senior dog. I tend to lean towards senior dogs.
I know.
The work is done. No chewing, disappearing chews, no anything.
Well, that's fun, too, in the beginning, but you kind of, like, you know, in the beginning, it's cute, but after a while, it loses that cuteness.
Yeah,
and
these dogs need homes, that's for sure.
And that's the problem. You know, everybody knows that I just lost my wonderful beautiful heart, my beloved Rhett. And just when they're at that point when they're comfortable, you know, they're just, you know, all that puppiness is over, they're with you all the time, God takes them over the rainbow bridge. And
yeah.
It's very hard. It's a very difficult thing. So to anyone out there that has lost your beloved pet, my heart is with you. I know exactly what you're going through. I've been there many times. Unfortunately, we love our babies so dearly, sometimes more than ourselves, as I love my Rhett more than myself and all my puppies. They take a piece of our heart, and they take with us a piece of our heart. So we will be with them someday over the rainbow bridge. We will all be together. Again, welcome, Matt, Debbie, and Barbara. Thank you for being with us today. Matt and Debbie, why was your organization formed, and how long have you been established?
Well, about 8 years ago, our one-year-old pit bull, Romeo, he went missing from a doggy daycare in Toms River, and we were devastated. And fortunately, 4 days later, we found him. Good. But we knew that helplessness when you've tried every single thing you imaginable to find him, and you don't know what else to do. So Matt started going on Craigslist and looking at lost dogs, and we would call the people and offer to go out and help. And it just snowballed. And
there was such a need. You were filling a void that needed to be filled.
Well, we wanted to help people that were going through that pain.
Yes.
Helplessness. Mm-hmm. Because we were fortunate enough at that time with Romeo to have like 10 of our friends out there with us.
Did you found him?
Oh, yeah. Four days later, he was found.
Just said, thank God. We're going to tell everyone out there the process of doing all this. We're going to go through all of that. This is a show from my heart, and I thank you so much for being here because people need to hear this information. Very important.
Oh, we want to say thank you to you and Barbara for letting you know about us.
We're only the messengers. You're doing the work.
This lets us help to save other dogs.
Absolutely.
And a larger amount.
Absolutely.
And that's our goal. It's all about the dogs.
Yes, it is. Well, you could see that with both of you. You're both very kind, loving. And we have to. Everybody has to dedicate a little time. If we all do that, we won't have the issues that we have. And most of these dogs are not found, correct? A lot of them are.
Well, their statistics say that, but we have been fortunate. Overall, since we started in 2008, we've searched for over 150 lost dogs.
Wow.
8 were never found. 8 were either killed by a car, drowned, or house fire. Mm. So our numbers are pretty good.
Your averages.
I really, I'm not a holy roller, but I give thanks to God because...
Mm-hmm. I do.
Absolutely.
He has... Mm-hmm. When I started listening, he would lead me, You have that gut feeling, and I knew it was God.
We need
telling
to
me where to go. And I can't tell you how many dogs he led me straight to. Mm-hmm.
You are doing his work on earth. You are his beacon. I always say that when you're doing things for the good, the Lord will guide you by the hand. You just have to recognize that he's there guiding you.
Yeah. That's the truth. You have to listen.
When you have a gut feeling,
I believe that's
Follow
God speaking to you.
It always is. Go ahead.
But
yes,
know what?
Matt.
It's not only us. It's our followers on our group page. We have close to 3,000 followers now, and that's 6,000 eyes.
Wow.
We make a post, you have everybody looking for it. So it's not just us.
It's not. The volunteers, the people that offer their time, and they're paying for their own gas and expense to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
Without them and the group of followers on Facebook, out there looking. I mean, the more eyes, the more chances of finding this dog.
But you see, God is giving you all this. He's giving you all these resources, all these people, all these volunteers who want to help. He's putting them in your path, and you're recognizing that.
Well, that's the truth. When we started finding dogs also that were dumped or abandoned, and we would bring them in and keep them until we found them good homes, and we've rehomed about 26.
Wow.
That's when I knew we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I always say God doesn't really have to prove himself to us. He doesn't. We should follow blindly, but he does. When we look at it, he does. He's always proving himself, and he's proving himself to you by giving you the wherewithal to do this. Look at your statistics. So that's fantastic.
And they don't charge for this. You call them up and you say, my dog is missing. I need help. And boy, Matt and Debbie are both right there. And their followers, wonderful.
But I bet it comes back to you in other ways.
Oh,
the good comes back in so many ways.
There's been many times we didn't have any money for the gas to search. But you know what? We did it because I always think of each dog as my own, and my fear is, oh, my God, they might get hit. Mm. So I want to get them before that happens.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, he's made a way. He's always made a way.
He always does. He takes away, but he gives back to us. And this, and I want to mention to all of you out there, please, if you've lost a dog, if you've never had closure, if you feel this is something that you'd like to donate to, it doesn't matter, pennies, dollars, please, we're going to give the information for Debbie and Matt later, and I'd like you to donate. Just donate to their cause. This is a wonderful cause because you never know when you're going to need the help. With a lost dog or a cat or whatever it may, whatever your animal may be. Do you do cats also, Deb?
No, cats are a little more difficult to find. But they, I mean, a lot of cats will come back unless someone takes them.
Yes, you're right. They're a little bit more.
They find their way home a little faster.
Yeah. Dogs are a little bit different. Barb, you told me, you introduced me to Matt, and I thank you so much. It's their blessings. And I lost my dog. Has Popcorn Park ever had reason to use the services?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Tell us. The best thing I did, I personally, not the park already knew about Matt and Debbie, and I lost my dog, but I had seen a posting about Pettoberfest up in Toms River, which if you live in that area, you've got to go this coming year in October. And they were going to be there, and they needed someone to microchip. They would like to have a microchip program. So our vet, Dr. Barris from our shelter, took our grooming truck up there, and they did all that kind of work. They did microchipping. But you also helped us with a couple of our own dogs that were adopted and people had lost them.
Yes, Lola in Bricktown.
Yes, that was so sad. But she came out fine, you know. But anyway, it's just people don't know what to do, and that's why I'm so glad you're having them on.
They don't know. We're going to have you on.
Maybe the dog will come back, or maybe somebody will. And you know what else? People who see stray dogs in a neighborhood that they've never seen before can call Matt and Debbie and tell them this shepherd was out there or this beagle was out there. And I don't know the dog, but did someone lose one? It's like a center where you can communicate this information.
Yes.
They have a website. So that Facebook, for all of the problems Facebook causes, it is also heaven sent when
it's
it comes to
vehicle.
Animals.
Yes, it is.
Because they post it all.
Yes, it is. And the thing is also that a lot of people think they know, well, I'm not going to call anyone to help me. I know how to find my dog. Well, they don't. Debbie and Matt know exactly what they're doing. They have the experience. You might be doing something that's completely wrong and pushing the dog further away from you. So please do not hesitate to call Deb and Matt. I lost my dog. We're going to give the information and send donations. They need the help. They need the help. They need the help. And you may be one of those people someday that they will help. Deb and Matt, why do dogs have the need to run away? Why do dogs run away to start with?
Do you want to answer
Matt?
No, go ahead. You can answer it.
Well, there's different reasons. I mean, if a dog's needs aren't being met, like, for instance, if you're not walking your dog and exercising them, you know, being in the backyard's not enough exercise.
Absolutely.
There's opportunity. You know, there's a lot of times meter readers might come in your backyard and they don't shut the gate.
Yes,
and the dog sees an opportunity to get out and explore. And then they're out and they don't know where they are. They get lost.
Yes.
Or there's times people are just, you know, we had a few cases where someone just came and spitefully let the people's dogs out.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Well, I know also, and I know when they're in heat, sexual urges, that makes especially the males want to run.
They want to. That's why it's important to neuter and spay.
Absolutely. Yes, we have to neuter and spay. And, you know, they still may get that those pheromones in the air, but the bottom line is that they don't have that running urge, and you have to be so careful. You've got to be so careful with your, you know, you don't want to let them off lead. I see so many people with their dogs off lead, and I look and I say, you know, we're not living in the hills of Virginia. We're in a cosmopolitan area. Right. We're in a traffic area. That dog, I don't care what anyone says, well, he listens or she listens.
The dog doesn't leave the property. Baloney.
Oh, so many times we've been told that. Well, they never left before.
You know,
people have to realize they're dogs, but they're animals before that.
You're right.
And if something sparks their prey drive, if, let's say, a loud noise scares them, fireworks, you know, Fourth of July.
Thunder
and lightning. Those are things that'll make them spooked and take off.
They will, even if they've never done it before. So don't wait for that to happen, okay? It's called preventative. It's being proactive, preventative medicine. We're going to come back with Barbara, Debbie, and Matt, but we have to do our question of the day, go to break, then we're going to come back, and we're going to have all this time, and I'd like you to call 927-1100, News Talk, 1400 WOND, and if you cannot hear us, you can go to your computer, and you can go to WONDradio.com. We are always streaming live. A pause for your pet contest. Question of the day is sponsored by Delicious Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, located at 314 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Suzanne's assorted pastries, cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, specialty items, breads, and she does make wonderful gluten-free products are perfection. I've been a customer for years. There is nowhere else that I would go for an Italian rum cake. She really makes the best in the world, and you can design it any way you'd like. All of Christine's pastries and breads are made to your desire and exact specifications. Suzanne goes above and beyond to please all of her customers and everyone. Everyone is special at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. She is a sweetheart. And any holiday pastries and breads, we have some, we have, what's coming up? St. Patrick's Day. So there's going to be a lot of St. Patrick's Day items available. Cookie trays are always available. And the best pastry and specialty items in South Jersey are at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, 314-316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. And today, a certificate for cupcakes from Christine's Italian Pastry Shop is our delicious confection, a free weekend for your pup at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel in Millville, New Jersey, and dog and kitty treats for your puppy or kitty, and that's from Pet Pros Pet Supplies in Summers Point, New Jersey. The first caller with the correct answer to my question wins it all. Cupcakes from Christine's, free weekend for their pup at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, and treats for your kitty or your puppy, and these go to one winner. This is going to be easy, so you're going to give us a call with the answer, and you're going to speak with Brianna. Brianna will bring you online with me, and then you will come to the studio, News Talk 1400 WND, and pick up your certificates Monday through Friday, and I think it's 10 to 5. Okay, are we ready, my dear? I hope you got, you guys will probably know this. This friendly, floppy-eared hound dog puppet of wooden dummy Danny O'Day was created and operated by friend ventriloquist Jimmy Nelson. Speaking in a sleepy drone, this hound appeared in a series of Nestle's Quick Chocolate commercials from 1953 to 1965. After the little jingle of N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best, he would, in an extended yawn, deliver the closing line, chocolate. Sounds like North Jersey, where I'm from. The distinctive snapping shut of his jaws after saying chocolate initially happened by accident during rehearsals for the Nestle's commercials, when Nelson's sweaty hands caused his finger to slip inside the puppet. Luckily, the folks at Nestle's liked it, and the rest is history. What is the name of this talking, friendly, floppy-eared hound dog puppet known for his famous phrase, N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best? There you go. Give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. We'll be back after some very important messages from my wonderful sponsors. Stay with us. I love my doggies. I love my doggies, my kitties, my birdies, my squirrels, everything. And I put a lot of peanuts out for my little guy out there because it's going to, well, I'm not going to say the weather. Well, we know we're going to have inclement weather. So my little guy, I put a whole big, almost a bag. Do you know he took every single one of those? I saw him running back and forth. He was on a mission today.
Yeah, I have one that eats in my yard, too.
Oh, and I put it under my big, I have a couple of big planters in front of my home, and I have these big blue spruce. And he thinks I don't see him. There he is on the bottom. Then he goes up, he sees me, he goes up the tree. Oh, my gosh, the cutest thing in the world. Okay, we have someone, Brianna, you said that a gentleman called, or is that a lady that wants some information on Matt and Debbie? Hello. Hi, welcome to A Pause for Your Pet.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with, please?
Bruce.
Hi, Bruce, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Very, very good. Bruce, are you the winner? Do you have the answer for our question of the day?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is the answer?
Dog's name is Farfel.
Yes!
You Farfel.
Very, very, I said no one's going to call in with that answer. Bruce, you are the man. That's terrific. Congratulations. Do you have any pets?
Yeah, I have three cats.
Good for you. Aw, what are their names?
Cutie, Fawn, and Silky.
Okay. Bruce, this is Bruce. I know who this Bruce is. Bruce, how are you, dear?
not too bad. Looking forward to the snow, huh?
Yes, yes. Well, Bruce, I thank you so much for calling because I know sometimes it's difficult for you. And you go to Pet Pros all the time. I want you to go out. You're going to come here and you're going to pick up your certificate for your cupcakes and your Pet Pros, pet supplies, kitty treats. And maybe you can give that free weekend to someone who has a dog, okay?
Awesome.
Bruce, you take care. My heart is with you. God bless you and God bless the babies. And we will talk soon, okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Bruce, for calling. Have a great day, and be careful out there in the weather, okay, hon?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And, Brianna, we have someone else on the line? No? They're not on any longer? Okay, that's okay. Whoever was holding to speak with us that wanted the information on Debbie and Matt and I lost my dog, and you, wonderful, kind heart that will do a will give a donation, we're going to give you that information, okay? So we're going to get back to Debbie, Matt, and Barb. Matt and Debbie, how far does a lost dog usually travel? Or can they travel? I mean, I've heard of situations where they travel through states, and they're found. What is the norm that you've dealt with? Deb?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, it varies on situations. Let's say if a dog, what you're talking about, let's say a dog that people moved and they're in the new home and the dog gets out, then they might travel further. On average, within a 5-mile radius.
Okay.
We've found a lot of dogs, like when they're dumped, they'll stay in that area because they don't know anything.
That happens very often.
Really?
Yeah. They're frightened and people will dump them. I live in West Creek and we have the forge and there are always animals up that area. And a good hunter, if they're out, not that I particularly like hunting, but if they're out hunting, they'll leave a jacket or a shirt that smells like them, which is also another idea for helping your dog find his way home.
Mm-hmm.
But that when people dump them, I have often found the dog right in the spot where someone said, I saw a dog the other day and it was still there.
Oh,
yeah, most
no.
cases, they won't go that far. And we found that usually when we're looking for a dog, we look in areas because they're going to look for food and water source.
Yes.
So we go to homes that are feeding cats
Absolutely.
Or birds, and we always find them near a food and water source.
Isn't that good?
But there's also, I mean, you know, like when our dog, Romeo, escaped, he crossed Route 9 and Route 37.
Wow.
He was found finally about a mile from our home, mm-hmm. and his whole nose was a scab because he was sniffing the whole way.
Oh,
so,
baby.
I mean, it depends on the dog, but average, they usually stay within a 5-mile radius.
Okay. And if not found, what is the specific time frame that you usually, that's kind of, I know there's probably no specifics, but when?
Well, usually there'll be sightings.
Okay.
If there aren't any sightings within a few days,
right?
We think that people have taken them, mm-hmm. which have been cases. People will take dogs and keep them, which I think is heartless.
Yes, I read that.
When they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But
also, some dogs are so scared that they'll just hide out until their hunger overcomes their fear.
Right.
Then
mm-hmm.
if you don't find them or have no sightings within the first few days, usually 3 or 4 days later, the dog is just so hungry, and it's a survival method for them.
Right.
They'll come out and look for food.
Now, that's very important. I'd like to get through these because I want to get this all in. What are the first steps to take to find a lost dog?
Well, first, we tell people to contact the police and animal control.
Okay.
All right, call shelters because the dog may have been picked up. Go to your neighbors, knock on doors. Put a sign in front of your house saying that you've lost your dog with your phone number. Put posters up. And what I tell people is very important. Not everyone's an animal lover. So
that's true.
Offer a
reward. I don't
know
why, but it's true.
No, I know. But
we don't know why.
I can't imagine.
Me too.
But we found there are some people that are not animal lovers, but everybody loves money. So offer a reward right away.
Yes.
And also, we have contractor signs that we, you know, will put in front of your house if your dog is lost. All you have to do is call us. We'll come and place it right in front of your house with a picture of your dog and our phone number on it so people will know and they can call us. You know, in passing by, if they see the picture, and they see the dog, they could, you know, just associate it and give us a call or stop at the homeowner's house.
Very important also to check the immediate surroundings first. Is this correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you want to search your neighborhood. While searching, put your information on your vehicle window, I was reading special markers can be washed off with soap and water. Just make sure that that's all there. Now, also, if your dog likes car rides, I was reading, drive around your neighborhood calling the dog's name.
You could do that, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And tell everyone that you see you're looking for your dog. Induce the dog to enter an open garage or fenced backyard. Now, what is that? Go ahead.
Well, you want to trap them. Mm-hmm. Somehow.
Okay.
Also, speak to the postmen, mailmen, because they're out there. Mm-hmm. Garbage men.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If they're out there. You speak to everybody. Everybody. There's nobody. Children.
Posters also. And I just had a dog. The Humane Society's Animal Control pick up dogs. And I put signs up in the town. I had taken a picture off of our site. And we're a little town. I went to the post office. I went to the liquor store. The liquor store found the owner of the dog.
That's
he didn't know what to do. He didn't know. He did not know where to begin. This is where these people come in so much. So
absolutely,
handy.
Because Debbie and Matt know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They've been there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we found that some adult communities, gated communities, they have like a automated phone system that they can make calls and let everybody in the community know your dog is missing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Excellent.
There
are also,
I think it's called Find Fido.
Mm-hmm.
You can get in touch
with. Yes, I have all. Yes, there's information in the pets and lost and found section on Craigslist also.
Yes.
And free lost dog ads you place. Now, here's the other one I want to say. Sometimes it's best to pursue the dog by foot because you can go between homes and take unpredictable routes where your dog may be hiding. Is this correct?
Yes. I mean, they're not always going to be sighted driving around in the car.
Now, the time of day, in a survival mode, a dog may seek shelter at night and forage for food early in the morning and travel in daylight. Is this correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
The best time, in my opinion, is sunrise.
Okay.
Early in the morning,
hear
sunrise.
That? Sunrise out there.
Also, if it's cold at night, look for where the sun is shining because the dog's going to try to warm himself in the daylight.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. Now, if you spot your dog, do not chase him. Is that correct? The dog
correct.
May be in a state of shock. Is this okay?
Yes, they do. They will go into shock.
Okay.
And they might run from their own owner. The best thing to do is turn sideways to the dog and squat down. And then try to get them to come to you.
Okay.
Don't go after them. Because it's just
natural.
You drive
them farther away.
Right.
Yeah.
It's natural instinct. Something's coming at me. I'm going to run.
You want to be at his level, squatted down.
Right. Squatted down.
Okay.
And you know what? It's also a natural instinct for the owner to go running after the pet because they're so excited. You have to put that aside.
Sometimes the dog is so confused, they don't even recognize their owner.
Oh, that happened with Romeo. Yeah. It took Romeo, when we got him, a police officer had called us. And we had him in a parking lot, and he looked at me, and there was just a blank look in his eyes. He didn't know anything.
It's so sad.
He was in shock.
Yeah, he was in shock. So we put him in our van and took him up to Red Bank, and halfway up there, you could just see his eyes open up.
And he realized.
And right away started kissing me. He knew.
It's you. He knew Daddy was there. Collars, tags, and microchips may not bring your dog home. Is that, although I am a firm believer in microchipping.
Oh, I am too.
Microchipping is very beneficial, but it doesn't always find your dog because let's say someone takes your dog, okay, and they pretend the dog is theirs and they take him to a vet. No one is going to scan the dog because they have no idea the dog is stolen.
Exactly.
But the microchip will come in handy if you find your dog and know that someone has it and they're trying to say, no, it's their dog.
True.
You can prove it.
True. Exactly. So you have all that said, but don't assume dog collars, tags, or microchip identification will automatically assure a find. It will not do that.
No.
Okay.
You know what? A lot of people are under the impression that a microchip is a tracking device. It's not.
No, it's not.
You know, a lot of people
GPS.
Think that.
No.
It's not. And the important thing that people don't know, that many veterinarians have told me, Lori, it's great to microchip, but you need to register. Some people...
absolutely.
Very often at our shelter, Popcorn Park stays on every microchip as a secondary person to contact.
That's a
number.
Great idea.
That's a great
everyone
idea.
Should. It happened because I gave a friend a beautiful Sharpei, and he loved it. He was 70 years old, had a massive heart attack, lived alone, and the dog ended up in the Atlantic County Humane Society.
Ugh.
But because there was a chip in it, they called us and said, we have one of your dogs. But good. You'd be surprised how many people do not register their dogs. They get a dog, and they don't register with the chip.
They don't. They forget about it, or they feel, well, the chip's there. It must be registered. The vet did it.
Every exactly. shelter, veterinarian, mm-hmm. they all have the little gadgets that read microchips.
Please, yes. Listen to what Barb is saying.
Please register your dog with the microchip. It costs, I think, $16 a year. It's a nominal thing.
It's not expensive at all. Now, we spoke about the reward. Excuse me. If someone does find your dog with or without ID, as you said, there's a chance that they will keep them or give them or to someone else or sell them. But the reward will interest the monetary side of people. Have you found that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there was one case where a little chihuahua had gotten frightened at the fireworks on 4th of July and took off.
Aww.
And we searched for days, knocking on doors and everything. And we had a $500 reward. And a few days later, we got a phone call from some kids saying, well, we noticed our neighbor had a new little puppy.
Oh, good.
You know, if it wasn't for the $500, they probably would not have called.
Yes.
Because the kids were all excited about getting the money.
Sure.
Which they got because it turned out that it was the dog.
Actually, we had to run into the house and grab the dog from the people because they were not going to let it go. And the owner was with us and confirmed it was their dog. So we just, Debbie actually walked in and just grabbed the dog.
That's one thing, Dad. You're a New York girl, Debbie.
I can be a little strong-armed.
Good. When it comes to the
animals.
Well,
I'm passionate about that. And, you know, they're your babies and somebody takes them.
Mm-hmm. You just can't keep somebody else's dog.
We're going to do a break. We have so much more to talk about, and we're going to talk about pet-friendly resources that Deb had mentioned just a little while ago, and then we're also going to talk about a couple of babies that are up for adoption. Deb has one, has a pit bull, and Barbara has a couple. So stay with us. We'll be right back after these important messages from my very important sponsors. Stay with us.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa.
We are back. Welcome back to Pause for Your Pet, and we have Matt and Debbie. I lost my dog that do wonderful things for our lost pets, and I'm sure many of you out there have experienced that, and the wonderful Barbara Lathrop, animal advocate, sits on the board of Popcorn Park and rescues so many animals and gives them wonderful forever homes. Quickly, I'd like to speak with Debbie and Matt about the pet-friendly resources to spread the word about your lost pet. So, Deb, what are the best resources that people can utilize?
Well, you can go to our Facebook page.
Go ahead.
Okay, because we will post it there, and we have over 2,600 followers.
Okay.
And so it'll spread like wildfire.
Let's give your information right now, because we're going to give it twice. Your information, your website and email, and where people can donate and find you.
All right, they can do everything right from our website. It's www.ilostmydog.org, all one word. At the donation page is there. There's tips on what to do if your dog does go missing, step by step. We can only handle a certain area to search. We can't cover the whole state. It's just impossible.
Right.
But everything I have on that page tells what we would do if we were there. And it's fact, the proven fact that these methods work.
Okay. And that's www.ilostmydog.org. Please send donations. Go to that website. And I'm sure if Matt and Debbie are available, they will come out and help you. We're going to mention that again at the end of the show. Deb, you want to speak about that?
Yes. There's one thing I want to let everyone know. If your dog goes missing and you put up a flyer, don't give all the information as did the dog have a collar on, what color it was. You have to keep some information that when you get a call, you can legitimize the call as a sighting, because unfortunately, there are people that will call and tell you they saw your dog and they didn't. So you need something that only you would know and a person that did see your actual dog that they would know, like the color of the tag, a dog's markings, something to that effect.
Okay, that's terrific. And download, you have a free lost dog flyer with a tear-off, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and register your lost pet with Pet Finder. Post your lost dog on Facebook, as Deb was just saying. Check for lost pets on Fido Finder. Is that what that is, Deb? Yes.
Phytofinder, yeah.
Matt, phytofinder.com. And post your lost dog information in the pets and lost and found section, we said on Craigslist,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Also, do your free, there's a lot of free lost dog ads that can be issued for you. And we're going to, because I want to speak with Barb a little bit too, and we're going to find out about this baby that's up for adoption. To kind of roll it up, Matt and Debbie, what is the best advice that you can share with us for people when they have lost their beloved pet?
The first thing to do is call the police, very first thing.
Okay.
Try to delegate somebody in your family to make the postings online while you go out and search. Don't waste any time.
Okay.
Try to take somebody with you when you're out in your car searching so you can drive and pay attention to your driving while somebody else is looking.
Okay.
Keep in touch with everybody that you've contacted.
And I just want to add, don't give up. Keep the faith. Don't give up. You'll feel that you want to give up, but don't ever give up because you will find them. If you have that in your mind and your heart, you will find them.
Oh, I believe we will. I believe they will. And that's great. That's great advice. www.ilostmydog.org. And you have a little guy that's up for adoption?
Yes,
quickly?
We have a beautiful dog that was rehabilitated with the great help of Bullies Behaving with Mike and Shayna. She had a little fear aggression, but it was because of the household she was living in. She now is she's 3 years old, beautiful blue pit bull female, and she is so loving and affectionate now and needs a home.
Great. Barb, yours quickly.
Roscoe, a walking tree, a treeing walker coonhound.
Yes,
we have
a
number of chihuahuas. We have a pair of cocker spaniels who have to go together. Popcorn Park in Lacey Township, exit 74 on the parkway. We're open every day.
And your email or your website?
Oh, we have a Facebook page. You can see every dog on our Facebook page, Associated Humane Popcorn Park, or our website, ahscares.org.
Okay, we're going to have everybody back. We hope that we gave you some great information today. I would like to thank my very special guests, Debbie and Matt. Please come back.
Absolutely.
Could I say
thank
one more thing?
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're going off. But
if you see a loose dog, call the police immediately because somebody's looking for it.
He's a lost dog. Thank you so much. I'd like to thank my special guests, Debbie and Matt Gessinger, I should say. I Lost My Dog Group for their ongoing mission and compassion in saving the lives and reuniting lost pets with their pet parents. Barbara Lathrop, for your years of advocacy, love, care for all of our animals in need. Thank you. God bless you. And your continued mission. Kudos to my producer, Jake Lassie Jr., News Talk 1400 WOM producer. Brianna, thanks, sweetie. Dave Kosky, thank you for giving a pause for your pet the opportunity to share the airwaves on News Talk 1400 WOND. My great sponsors, A Pause for Your Pet, is sponsored by Danielle at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, Jersey Shore Pharmacy Compounding, Mark Taylor, you are the absolute best, Pet Pros Pet Supplies, Becky, Sue, Laura, and Barb, Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, thank you, Suzanne. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home each Sunday. Watch A Pause for Your Pet every Monday during the 5 p.m. newscast and Thursday mornings during the 6 a.m. Remember, he is your friend, your partner, your defender, your dog. You are his love, his life, his leader, his world. He will be yours, faithful and true forever. Thanks for being with us. Rest in the Lord's hands until we meet again over the Rainbow Bridge, my beloved Rhett. Mommy's coming home, Rhett. God bless all of you.
Squeak and squawk with the animals, and Lord, they could talk to me. Talking back and forth. Down the road we go. Me and the animals.
Live and local radio.